The July-August issue of Discorder magazine is on the streets now. This edition features interviews with the Pack AD, Vancouver, No Kids, Cadaver Dogs, and the Alkaline Trio. As always, Discorder features the newest and coolest album critiques, the most recent live show reviews, as well as the Top 50 and the CITR program guide. Discorder, that Duncan magazine from CITR 101.9 FM. Available anywhere that is remotely cool. The children on the playground are
laughing because everything around them is so bright. You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah. What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! 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 Noise!
It is 11:30 on Wednesday. That means it's time for a noise here for the next hour and a half on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Luke Mead here at the helm. Coming up in the next hour and a half, a whole mess of stuff, some old, some new, always intended to make your ears bleed. We'll revisit that great Tunnel Canary reissue, some great lost Vancouver art damage noise, and we'll hear some predecessors to that, as well as some stuff that I've been looking for and have found. We'll talk about that a little bit later, but we're going to start off a little bit mellow today, get you kind of in the mood. And these are a couple of field recordings, but also done with a nice little bent, cut-up, loopy twist. We're going to hear something by Zovia France, but we're going to start off with 7 Hours Sleep by the Halfler Trio.
Okay.
great night out.
It's very, very popular.
In which all of the villagers at times worked together.
Thank you.
White dust, let go.
Lunga.
Thank you.
Two audio groups that share very, very same ideologies about audio. That was Soviet France off of Collusion. Great compilation out on the gray area of Soleil Moon. And this basically collects together kind of their all of the stuff that Soviet France have done for compilations. And this is White Dusk, originally released on A Bead to a Small Mouth, a fantastic compilation. And before that, we had the Hafler Trio off of 7 Hours Sleep on the same label, actually. The gray area is a pretty interesting story, actually. They were an offshoot originally of Mute, and Mute Records decided to put their eggs in one basket and do a series of experimental albums of re-releasing ones and releasing ones, including the Hafler Trio, Soviet France, Wire, Can, Throbbing Gristle, all these fantastic groups. However, their timing was just a little bit off. They started doing it in the early 90s, 1990 exactly, to be perfectly exact. And I don't think the world was really ready for this kind of stuff, nor do I think it still is. But they were a little too early on the Can thing. Like, the Can records didn't sell. And, of course, they sell by the millions now because the resurgence of interest in krautrock bands and stuff throughout the 90s, thanks to groups like Stereolab revitalizing that sound. So, gray area, kind of hard to find now. They did go under. And so I would say, if you see anything on that label, grab it as quick as possible. It'll probably be in the most convenient used bin. You listen to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're going to take it up a notch. I know that little soundscape set there was a little bit quiet, but it's just to mellow out your hazy days of summer. But we'll kick it into full gear here. This is a record I've been looking for about 15 years, and we'll be back to talk to you about it after a few songs.
a military coup.
Records I've been looking for a while. The last one there just was interested in, that was Time's New Viking off of their very first EP they ever released on Still Breeze Records, entitled Time's New Viking Present the Paisley Reich. That track was called Teenage Lust, and a pretty fascinating record this is. It's just one side, the other side is blank vinyl, but it has the lyrics for all the songs hand-etched into the vinyl. Pretty gorgeous package. And before that, my God, some fantastic Liverpudlian hooligan music, Half Man, Half Biscuit, off of the Trumpton Riots EP. I've been looking for that for about 15 years, and thanks to the guys at Dandelion for having it there for a very reasonable price. And yeah, I'll give them a shameless plug. You know, go check it out, Main Street. Coming up in the next set, I had the day off on Monday, so I was listening to Chris Arific's show, and which I don't usually get to do because I'm usually listening to other music and stuff. But Chris, this set's kind of dedicated to you. And dude, you got to learn to take a breath before thoughts. This is Dave Fischoff.
Yeah.
I just love that song. Andy Dixon, Vancouver's own Andy Dixon, off of his most recent fantastic solo release, The Mice of Mount Career. We heard Ostrich Fight Song. I just ate ostrich last week, in fact. Before that, we had something that's been sitting on my shelf at home for almost a month now. And I finally got around to listening to some records on my for my spare time. The band is called Women. They're from Calgary. Fantastic stuff, produced by Chad Van Galen. Self-titled debut, Shaking Hand is the name of that song. And it's one of the best Canadian releases of this year, if you ask me. I can't get enough of this record. Very, very cool stuff. And then we started off there with Chris-erific dedicated track, Dave Fishoff, off the wonderfully defunct Sound Collector magazine or fanzine. Sound Collector used to come out with a wonderful magazine once a year. Came with a mix CD, and that track was off of one of them. And that was simply called, hold on, I'm just going to take a look at what it was called. Blemish and a Bowl of Oranges. So there you go, Chris. And, well, as always, we get to the part in the show. Let's see what's going on at Fake Jazz Wednesdays tonight. Fake Jazz Wednesdays, the best and only weekly noise night in Vancouver. And tonight we have MC Fire Drill, or Mick Fire Drill. Take your choice. We have Baboon Torture Division, Fox Die, and Nihilist Party. Hate to tell you guys, there's a band that ripped off, has their name before you, many, many years before you. But there you go. That's what's happening in the Cobalt. Always swing by. It's always cheap, and it's always entertaining. And if you don't go out and support our noise scene, no one else will. So in that vein, here's an artist that has played at Fake Jazz several times. Brand new album out called Heavy Duty. This is from Portland, Oregon. This is Mattress. Thank you.
10,000 feet. Perishing cold and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello? Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece in the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Did you enjoy that blue bottle?
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
Yes, indeed. Sweet and Hot, one of the best ways to start your Thursday morning. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, we got the afternoon yak. Green Majority with CIUT and 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumble Tone Radio, Go Go, Best in Garage and Psych. 5 o'clock, Canadian Voices. 6:30 this week is, and sometimes why, the best and one of the most dearest indie shows that we've had here at CITR. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis. 10 o'clock, Juice Box. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. In this set, stay tuned. You're going to hear some incredibly rare and unearthed Vancouver noise. Tunnel Canary, we spotlighted this album a few weeks back when they played at the Sweatshop. And my God, that show was not unlike having your limbs chopped off. It was amazing. And so stay tuned. So we got a pretty art rocky set coming up, and it wouldn't be one if it wasn't for these guys. Sonic Youth on a Noise.
We'll be right back.
I can do the show.
You're starting tonight.
Well, do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Yes, indeed. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is a noise. Let's go through what you heard in the last set there. Some good Art Damage noise by, oh boy. So we have with Sonic Youth all the way back to 1983 off of Confusion is Sex with Confusion is Next. Pretty good place to start with them if you can handle the sheer noise. I would say you should bypass the actual first EP. Just gets a little too indulgent at times, if you ask me. Then we had Vancouver's Tunnel Canary, brand new record, released now, available at every finer Vancouver record shop. And if you want a slice of Vancouver's noise art scene from the late 70s, early 80s, I suggest you pick this up. It's called Jihad. The band is called Tunnel Canary. You heard Beauty Secrets off of that. And then we had something that was actually just been, it's just been collecting dust on my record shelf. I completely forgot about this band that I liked it. The Seconds, they're called. Gratitude is the name of the record. They were on the 5RC record label, a side project of Kill Rock Stars. I don't think 5RC exists anymore, I'm sad to say, but the promotional sticker says, The Seconds play repetitive gratitude for fans of the Electric Eels, DNA, and Throbbing Gristle. So how can you go wrong with those three comparisons, huh? It's getting to quarter two, so that means it's time for the Nurse with Wound list. As we do every week, we play something off of Stephen Stapleton's infamous list that was put on the very back of the very first Nurse with Wound album. Today is no exception. We have something fairly fusion-y, forgive me, but this is a pretty groovy tune. Smile a While is the first album and the title track we're going to hear by Brainstorm. Brainstorm were an early 70s fusion quintet from Baden-Baden, whose influences range from Zappa to Soft Machine, Caravan, and Super Sister. Made up of unusual and highly complex harmonies, their music is dynamic and features lots of sax, flute, and distorted organ. Although most of their albums are instrumental, their eccentric sense of humor surfaces at times in the form of quirky vocalizations a la Mothers of Invention and Gong. The core of this band is made up of a trio of schoolmates with conservatory training. Roland Schaefer on sax, vibraphone and guitar and bass, Eddie O. Vonderheit on organ, piano, and vocals, and Joe Koenzer on drums and percussion. This is the title track off of Brainstorm's debut album, Smile a While. We'll be back to talk to you at the top of the hour.
What?